Talk about the phases of no. We call this letting no out slowly. So when somebody's trying to get you to do something or trying to get you to buy something or whatever they're trying to get you to do, and you want to say no, you don't necessarily want to go along with it. There are different phases of no that you can use. Now, anyone who has read the book knows the line, "How am I supposed to do that?" You need to be extremely careful with how am I supposed to do that. People throw that line around like it's God's answer to everything, and it really isn't unless you're using it appropriately. Okay. When you say, "How am I supposed to do that?" it is basically an assertion when it doesn't have the precursor of empathy. In other words, if you've not used empathy, if you've not tried to get that tactical empathy all the way through your conversation, if you come out with a "how am I supposed to do that," it's going to come across as assertive. Because what you're trying to do when you say, "how am I supposed to do that," is you're trying to trigger empathy in the other side. So if you say it like this, "how am I supposed to do that?" am I going to trigger empathy with that tone of voice? No. Okay, so how you want to say this? "How am I supposed to do that?" Or "how am I supposed to do that?" Wherever you want to put the inflection. But it's like a thoughtful, "seriously, I need you to tell me how am I supposed to do that?" Okay. But people are not going to care to help you with implementation things and how you're supposed to do that if you've not been using empathy with them all the way through the conversation, because they don't feel any empathy toward you. Because remember, if you've used tactical empathy and you've sought to understand the other side, when the time comes, they will seek to understand you. They will use a little bit of that reciprocity, we hope. Most personality types will. And they will try to understand you. And when you put that out there like that, with that implementation question, if you're using the right amount of tactical empathy, it'll trigger in them. Okay, and you can work with that. So, how am I supposed to do that? That's the first way of saying no. If you say it wrong, they may come back with, "I don't know, that's your problem, figure out. Not my job to do that." If you've not used the appropriate amount of empathy before you try to make that, it's going to come across as an assertion, and that's the response you're going to get. Okay. How am I supposed to do that? You want an answer from them that's going to give you some information about really how you're supposed to do that. They might give you some kind of an explanation. If you're still feeling like you want to say no, you can say, "I'm sorry, your offer is very generous. I just don't know how I can do that." Talking goes on a little bit more. You're still not liking what they're offering. You're going to say, "I'm sorry, that just isn't going to work for me." And then when they get down to that last one, you're going to say, "No." Basically, by doing all of those things, if you know you want to say no to somebody, but you want to protect the relationship for further down the road in case you want to actually do business with these people again, letting no out slowly is the best way to do it. It's like a thoughtful, "I've really thought about this, and oh my gosh, it kills me, but I'm not going to be able to do business with you." Letting no out slowly with those four steps like that before you get to that final no, is going to save the relationship with the business or whoever the person that you're working with.